The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The National Transport Authority is considering scrapping the direct route connecting Rosslare to Connolly Station in Dublin. The proposal could add to overall journey times as commuters are going to be required to get off the commuter service and then connect to the city using a DART. Here's what Barry Kenny from Irish Rail had to say on Lunchtime Live earlier today.
We are investing in the route as part of the DART Plus programme. We want to build our network to be able to take more trains. That includes more DARTs. The Rosslare train, people who use it will know that because we've got a very high frequency DART service from Bray to Dublin, it tends to kind of back up behind it. And we've six trains each way a day to either kind of Gorey, Wexford or Rosslare. We want to expand all of the trains. In modelling the infrastructure, one of the ways you can do that is and get much better frequency is by having an interchange between the Rosslare service and the DART at somewhere like Greystones. I think people who travel on that route, if I said today, right, your existing direct services plus extra services involving an interchange, I would say they'd be delighted.
Well, let's try that experiment. Ciara Murphy is with us. She's from Rail Advocacy Group South East on Track. She uses the Wexford-Dublin route daily. She is precisely the type of person that Barry Kenny says will be delighted. Ciara, are you delighted?
Well, no, in a word. Anton, and thanks for having me on the programme. You know, it's interesting to hear Barry Kenny's response to the NTA's proposal there, because what Barry Kenny is saying is much more in line with what South East on Track would have been aware of as potentially progressing, you know, increased frequency on the line. The NTA came out yesterday and said that they were potentially proposing to axe all direct services between Rosslare and Dublin, which is something that South East on Track would vehemently oppose. And I noted that the minister was quoted this evening saying that this is one modelling plan and a combination of direct and interchange services will remain options available to the NTA. That seems to be what Barry Kenny is saying as well.
Well, steady. I mean, reading between the lines, Ciara, I get the sense that effectively what Barry Kenny and Irish Rail is saying is, look, we want to increase the number of trains that go back and forth between Dublin and Wexford. If we do that at peak times, they all share the same rail lines that run from Bray Greystones up through into Connolly, which clogs all of that up. Therefore, we have to stop the Wexford trains arriving any further than Greystones and dump everybody onto the DART. Is that acceptable?
No, it's not acceptable. And I'll tell you why. So we have some peak services at the moment, as Barry Kenny said, between five and six a day, depending on whether they're going to Wexford or whether they're going to Gorey. They're incredibly busy services. The NTA's own figures say that these services, passenger numbers have almost tripled in the last decade. This is at a time, remember, when, you know, COVID, pre-COVID numbers have not even been restored on other rail lines. So the Wexford service is obviously an incredibly popular one. I mean, do the people of Greystones want hundreds of passengers on their early morning services clogging their DARTs? Is incoming Taoiseach Simon Harris, is that something that he's willing to kind of stand aside and say is a good idea? We would certainly be open to exploring increased frequency on the line and maybe talking about an interchange service for off-peak services. But the NTA have proposed that this would be something that would apply to all services.
But so, and I suspect here what they would say,
be opposing that.
What Barry Kenny, I am putting words in his mouth, but let me go on what is probably a likely assumption. I would imagine the Irish Rail position is, look, as we now stand, as you say, this is a very busy commuter rail line. If you can increase frequency, you reduce the number of passengers on each train, albeit they now have to change at Greystones. But if you can also increase DART frequency, you spread them across more trains, and therefore you take the pressure off the entire system, which is at capacity.
Yeah, well, I can actually, you know, you say you might be putting words in Barry Kenny's mouth. Well, I can give you actual words. South East on Track met Jim Mead and Glenn Carrot Rosslare Your Report last October, and Jim Mead, the CEO of Irish Rail, assured us that they would look into the idea of maintaining the current intercity service and that any potential switchover would only be implemented to increase off-peak frequency. So I'm wondering, do Irish Rail support this move, or is this something that's being forced on them by the NTA? And in page 54 of the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, it clearly states that any interchange at Greystones or Wicklow would only be implemented while maintaining today's direct commuter services. So I think Éireann Ó Éir need to state their clear opposition to making an intercity service slower, less comfortable and less direct in the 2020s, at a time when we're trying to increase people's use of the rail network, not make it a disincentive.
What do you then do if you don't turn it into an interchange? What do you do about the logjam that occurs as the commuter service and the DART service blends from Greystones North?
Okay, well, I take that service almost every weekday, and there is no real logjam there in a sense, because the intercity service serves people south of Greystones, and we you know, land at Greystones, Bray, Dunleary, and so on into the city centre stops. So the kind of intermediate stops are incredibly busy. So the fact that the existence of our intercity service at those early times allows for that logjam to kind of filter out a bit. What they're suggesting is that we all get off at Greystones, and then literally hundreds of passengers on those two or three early morning services then join the capacity for the Dart at Greystones. So to me, this just seems like an insane concept. And it's something that, you know, users of the service, and we've had members email into us their concerns about it. And, you know, locally, you know, politically on the ground, people are not in favour of this. So for sure, on off-peak services, spreading that load around, we need increased frequency. Maybe an interchange would be a good idea. And we're open to discussing that. That's what we thought was happening in terms of the conversations we've been having with both the Minister and with Irish Rail. But this is something that is completely at odds with that, and seems that would only exacerbate rather than improve the problem.
As a regular user of the service, one of the things that as you get to commuter and intercity journey times that's different to urban rail is that there is an expectation that you may be able to sit down, that you may be able to have a cup of coffee, do a bit of work while you're on the trip. Does the current service have high enough standards to allow its users to do that kind of thing?
Yes, it does. There are improvements to be made. For example, the 6 o'clock in the morning train that I take from Wexford to Connolly is a 2900 rather than a 2200. So it's a commuter style train. So it is not as comfortable as the 2200s. But I can get on, I can do my work, I can have my seat for the duration of the journey. And the thing is, this would be a massive inconvenience for me personally as one who uses the service. But there's also like a more kind of like, I suppose, like nefarious issue. This is an access issue for vulnerable users on the rail network. It's not just commuters or people going to kind of school or work that use this. We had an email in after the NTA's proposal was shown in the Irish Times from a regular user of the train who accesses chemotherapy services and James's, uses the Westridge Dublin train all the time to get to and from those services. Are we going to retell that individual, no, you have to get off in Greystones, wait potentially in the rain? We just had an incredibly wet March. There's no like shed in Greystones to wait underneath. After your chemotherapy, you just have to stand there and wait for a train that will arrive at some indeterminate time. It's just not really acceptable.
Ciara, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. That's Ciara Murphy from Rail Advocacy Group Southeast on Track, who is a regular user of that Wexford-Dublin service that is now the subject of so much attention.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.